The reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verses 1 to 11. And if you want to follow it in your Bible on the pew, it's page 1153. 1153. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So this morning's Gospel reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Oh, dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from between 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This is the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed in Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ.
We'll just pray quietly for a while and let any of those words from the first reading or our gospel reading that God particularly wanted us to hear, to enter our hearts and minds and souls, and to bring forth fruit to his praise. And his disciples put their faith in him. His disciples believed in him. That was the outcome. Not hangovers all round through all that abundance of wine, but faith. Now, that's some outcome, isn't it? That's some result. It is a wonderful thing when those who've been seeking to follow Jesus Christ, those who've regarded themselves as his disciples, come to that point where they say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of the whole world. Jesus is my Lord. His disciples came to faith. His disciples believed in him. They believed him to be what John has already described him as, the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. That's what they got. The Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. His disciples believed in him. They had seen, they had tasted the sign of water made into the best wine in great abundance. They had seen, they had tasted that Jesus made all the difference. Jesus made all the difference. They came to believe in him. They came to trust him to make all the difference. His disciples put their faith in him. Now, John tells us towards the conclusion of his book that he's written his gospel precisely so that people will come to faith. He says, these things are written, his whole gospel is written, so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. That's his defining purpose. That's his driving passion, that people may come to faith in Jesus and thus have life. Well, at this point, it's worth asking, I think, what is this life that comes through believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Maybe there are some clues in the changing of water into great tasting wine in great abundance. The rabbis, the teachers of Israel, had a saying that is very telling to understand what's going on. They said, without wine, there is no joy. Francis agrees.
Oh, yeah.
The expert wine taster. Suddenly in his mind is coming up all those bottles of vintage wine stored up in his cellar, ready to be drunk once retirement actually comes. Or perhaps, wild speculation is going on. Without wine, there is no joy. So, what Jesus was doing for the couple who had just got married and all their guests was to provide joy. Joy by the bucketful. Joy in abundance is the mark of the life that is on offer through believing in Jesus. Now, at this point, I look round a congregation and say, where are the signs of joy-filled lives? Oh, well, it's coming on in one or two of you. We do hear so many stories. Turn on the news. Listen to what's going on around you in the community. We hear so many stories of lives marked by fear or anxiety, lives full of complaint or competition, lives driven by want or worry. Joy in abundance is the mark of the life that is on offer through believing in Jesus. So, let's push it a bit further. What is this joy about? A bit later, when Jesus has been talking about him being the vine and us being the branches, he says two very significant things. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends. And then he says, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. So this joy that is the mark of the life that comes through believing in Jesus is the joy of being loved. Loved as a child, loved as a friend, loved as a child of God, loved as a friend of Jesus. And since we're talking about the love of God, the love of Jesus, the friendship of Jesus, we're talking about a love and a friendship that is eternal and a life that is eternal. Jesus makes all the difference. Well, you can say that again. Jesus makes all the difference. Charles Wesley, I don't usually quote hymns actually in sermons, but Charles Wesley caught this wonderfully in what is one of my favourite hymns. It'll be one of those hymns which is sung at my funeral. I'm not anticipating it very soon, I hasten to add, but I can tell you I want this sung as a witness to my faith. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see, till they inward light impart, glad my eyes and warm my heart. He carries on. Visit then this soul of mine, pierce the gloom of sin and grief, fill me radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief, more and more thyself display, shining to the perfect day. Well, obviously, we're talking about a relationship here, a deepening relationship in which the life that is marked by the joy that comes from being loved and befriended flourishes and grows as our trust in Jesus as the Son of God grows, the one who is able to make all the difference. Now then, surely it must be the defining purpose, the driving passion of the church, that people come to faith in Jesus and have this quality of life. How are we to help people to believe and thus have life? Perhaps we help people to believe and so have life by ourselves making a difference. He makes all the difference. If we're in relationship to him, maybe we can make a difference. How might we make a difference? Well, perhaps that's where the gifts of the Spirit come in, to help us as the body of Christ to make a difference and so help people believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and through believing to have life, life, life in his name. Amen.